It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM. I'm John Moe. It's getting harder to be anonymous online, no matter what Lady Gaga tells you. Sorry, Ms. Gaga, Facebook in particular is pretty good at using software to read your face, poker or not, and tell you who you are. The company's been using facial recognition software for some time now, and Facebook's about to get better at it, having announced a deal to acquire Face.com, a facial recognition software company, for between $55 and $60 million. Brian Menicky of Iowa State University says math is at the heart of how this software works.
So it's going to look at things like the distance between your eyes, the space between your eyes and your mouth, and the distance between your ears and things like that. So there are certain parts of the face that when you start putting all these together are going to start painting a picture of you as a unique individual.
On a site like Facebook, facial recognition could be used to help spot your friends in pictures, which can be fun. I didn't know that guy was at that party. Graham Cluley of the security firm Sophos thinks there could also be a more troubling side to it.
The real privacy concern is that Facebook is creating what could end up being the world's biggest database of people's faces. And it's not only knowing what you look like, but of course, all that other information which Facebook has about it. It knows what you like. It knows about your friend relationships. It knows where you're checking in. One concern is how well is Facebook going to look after this data, but also how might they choose to monetize it in the future? After all, this is a company which definitely wants to appease its shareholders.
Now, that can sound a little unsettling. And the only thing you can really do to completely get out of the facial recognition system on Facebook is to quit Facebook. Cluley says there are ways to manage it from your account, but not to block it out entirely.
When one of your friends uploads a photo and Facebook thinks that it looks like you, it will suggest to your friend to say, hey, you know, that looks like John or that looks like Graham. And what you can do is you can go into your privacy settings and you can change your timeline and tagging settings to say, don't suggest to anyone that a photo looks like me. But that doesn't mean necessarily that Facebook isn't still learning what you look like, and they could use that information in other ways in the future.
It might seem creepy, sure, but then again, you did sign up for a site called Facebook. And now,
Tech Report Theater.
I will play the Amazon Kindle. Producer Larissa Anderson will play the Public Library. Hey kids, Kindle here. I know you all love Harry Potter books with the spells and the wands and so forth. Well, good news, you can read those books for free on a Kindle through our lending program.
Oh, Kindle, you are handy.
Oh, thanks.
That's why a lot of libraries have lending programs for Kindles.
Oh, yeah.
You can also go to a library and check out a physical Harry Potter book.
Oh, but on a Kindle, the book zaps in there. It's like a Harry Potter spell. Bookus Kindleus. And again, it's free.
Hold on here. Don't you have to be an Amazon Prime member? And that costs $79 a year.
Yes. If you pay $79, it's free.
I don't think you understand what free means.
Hey, you should talk public library. You charge people money if they keep a book too long.
And what do you do if they keep a borrowed Kindle book for more than, like, a month?
Oh, I delete it. Deletus Harry Potterus Bookus. Pow. I'm like a wizard.
Can we just agree that it's good that kids have a lot of different ways they could read over the summer?
Yeah, you're right. Read us, all of us, kids. Kapow. Pow. And scene. Oh, that got real magical. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by PhoneTag.com, a service which converts voicemails into emails or text messages, designed to make individuals or businesses more productive. More at PhoneTag.com.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.